The tension at the Capitol amped up dramatically when Governor Rick Scott announced plans to sue the federal government over health care funding. U.S. health officials say a decision on whether to extend a critical hospital funding source may hinge on whether the state decides to expand Medicaid. Scott says linking the two separate programs amounts to coercion. Still, Georgetown University Medicaid expert Joan Alker says there may be a way for Florida lawmakers to escape the darkness.
It would be a transitional period for the low-income pool that would accompany a move to accept the federal Medicaid dollars. The federal Medicaid dollars are much greater for the state than the low-income pool. And essentially, it seemed to me what the federal government was saying, well, you can have both, at least for a transitional period, as you move to a new system of coverage. So that seemed to me to be quite a nice offer to the state and one that they should seriously consider.
Another possibility is that the state legislature reaches a deal on low-income pool funding. The $2 billion program reimburses hospitals for uncompensated care, and it's jointly funded by the state and federal government. There are safety net hospitals in particular that could be financially devastated by the loss of LIP funds. Jackson Memorial in Miami, Shands in Jacksonville, and All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Liz Dudek confirmed the safety nets could be in trouble if LIP goes away and there's nothing to replace it.
With respect to the medical schools, we think about half of their funding. With the children's hospitals, the four freestanding children's hospitals, about $125 million.
Those areas also have large numbers of House representatives. And the idea goes, if the House chooses to accept the Senate's LIP funding plan, which the state has submitted to Washington in a formal request for an extension of the funds, there could be some sort of deal done to get a state budget out. The House is opposed to Medicaid expansion, and it struck LIP funding from its budget, since it's unclear whether the program will be renewed. Also in play is the possibility the federal government will decouple LIP from Medicaid expansion, since the latter issue has become so contentious. Republican Senator Garrett Richter was part of a two-person team that recently went to Washington to advocate on the state's behalf. He addressed that question to Dudek.
Therein lies a big hunk of the solution, whether they're separated or whether they're linked. And I think if you had more flexibility on that, I think it might make your negotiations easier. Would you agree with that?
If we are given more flexibility and if, to be honest, if they're willing to speak with us more, I think those would all be good things.
And that leads to the fourth scenario. With a desire to get a budget in place, the Senate could drop its stance on Medicaid expansion, something that would devastate supporters. But it would bring about a quicker resolution on the budget, which is the one bill lawmakers must pass. Here's Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee.
Well, I don't want to speculate about any particular outcome, but I will tell you that, you know, we've been consistent in maintaining an open mind about a whole range of options that, you know, respect all of the concerns that have been expressed by the Speaker, the Governor, the Senate President, collectively and holistically. And if someone has an epiphany and there's an opportunity to sit down at a table and discuss what that might look like, we're happy to do it. But so far, it's been crickets.
Lee was responding to a question on whether the Senate was considering dropping its Medicaid expansion plan, nicknamed FIX. Senator Richter, speaking to reporters, says that is not the case.
I don't see the Senate changing their position through this hearing whatsoever. I think the Senate posed questions to the secretary and got answers, but there was never
an
objective.
May 1st, still on board for FIX, or is it?
I wondered if the budget.
I think there's
certainly a desire to craft a responsible budget on time and get it out of here, if we have to stay late or if we have to come back, I think it's more important to do it right.
It's all hypotheticals, and no one is really certain about what's happening behind the scenes. But lawmakers will eventually have to come back to the table. A balanced budget is required by the Florida Constitution. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.